Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, I'd like to visit a little bit about, well, food in a way. Well, that's one of my favorite topics, of course, is food. But questions have been being asked about produce in the park. So I thought this would be a good time to visit about that because there are two remaining. This coming Thursday, September 22nd, and then the last one is September 29th. So if you haven't been to Farmer's Market, you are missing out on a whole lot of stuff. And so I want to talk a little more about that. And then I also want to mention Harvest Market, and that comes up on November 21st, the Monday before Thanksgiving. So first of all, let's go back and talk about produce in the park. Somebody asked the other day, what fruits could I find there? You know, it's fall. I probably just find the fall ones. Well, my question back to that person was, what would you like to buy? Because many of the producers, of course, plant what you think of as spring veggies also again so that they are available in the fall. So things like lettuce and spinach and kale are there. I mean, it's like spring. Also scallions and leeks and kind of those spring kinds of things. Plus, if you like green beans, well, Chris Jahnke just keeps planting those. So he's had green beans all season and they're still fresh green beans, just like in spring. And then, of course, there's all the added kinds of things that you'd think, well, maybe there aren't those available anymore, like cucumbers and tomatoes. Oh, yeah, they're still there. And then we have the additions of pumpkins and some fall squash and some decorative gourds and lots of potatoes, you know, white potatoes, red potatoes, purple potatoes, sweet potatoes. So if you like potatoes, this is the time to get some fresh. And of course, they will store pretty well too, so you can keep using them into probably October if you want to. There are a few fruits, like, of course, apples you expect, and some pears. Ronia berries are finished. Sorry to report that for those of you who are Ronia berry fans. But you need to come, need to see what all is still there, and join in the fun. This week, it's going to be, I think, a specialty. Well, they're all special, but this week, because this month, the Cass County Health Systems has been supporting produce in the park by helping with advertising and providing some special folks to do activities. You know, the folks at Cass County Health Systems are very talented, and you see them as you go to the hospital, as you go to the medical center, and you see their skill and their knowledge. But did you know many of them are musically talented, and they're going to be sharing some of that talent with you this Thursday at Produce in the Park. And the Bounce House is back for the kids. They just can't hardly wait for the Bounce House. And also last year, great success. The Does brought cupcakes for the kids to decorate. Hey, they're going to do that again. And then there's other kids' activities too. And the Pizza Guy's back. And of course, Brats from Knights of Columbus. Just so much going on. And it's a beautiful time in the park. So if you haven't been there, you're missing out. If you have been there, well, I hope you've been enjoying all those visits and continue to do so for two more weeks. We soon actually will be thinking about, you know, right after the first year, we start meeting again, all the vendors and community folks who are interested in produce in the park, do the planning for that, and we take a little break and then come back after the first of the year to make the plans for, would you believe, 2017? Oh, yes. So it will be ongoing. And if you have suggestions as you come to Produce in the Park, or you want to leave us a message, you want to do something on Facebook, that's all there, be sure to do that. We would like your suggestions, or volunteer. So what's the other thing that's kind of related to produce in the park? Well, it is, but also other farmers markets are invited to attend and participate. And also folks from around the area come to be vendors, those who have produce, those who have arts and crafts, those who have yummy baked goods. All of those folks are invited to participate in Harvest Market. This will be the third year for Harvest Market, and it's been a really fun kind of thing. So traditionally now we're into a tradition. We've done it long enough that we're into a tradition. It is the Monday before Thanksgiving. So you can purchase some foods, some fresh veggies, some baked goods, a variety of, maybe you want to do a little Christmas shopping for gifts. You can do all of that the Monday before Thanksgiving. And then, of course, if you're wanting to save some of those yummy things for Christmas and the other holidays, later holidays, many of them can go into the freezer. So where is it? Well, it's not outside. You know, some Novembers, we could do that, but we don't want to count on having really nice weather on November 21st. So it is at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. Opens at 3:30 and until 7:30. And again, there'll be some activities for kids as well as lots. Fills the community center with lots of vendors with items that perhaps you've not seen at Produce in the Park or the other farmers markets. Lots more talent there to be shared. So you can, you know, plan to attend, but maybe if you are somebody who produces arts and crafts, has produce for sale, you'll want to think about being a vendor. And the vendor forms are now available online from Cass County Extension and at the chamber office. And you can give me a call and I can get one to you. You know, get yourself signed up. What's the cost? Well, $15 per table, and that's a 10 by 10 space plus an 8-foot table is provided for you. So if you get signed up before October 20th, so we got about a month here to sign up, the price for a vendor fee per space is $15. If you wait a little later and you say, I can't make up my mind, can't decide now, then the space is $20. The other advantage of signing up early is that we'll be sure to get you and your products, your advertising, in on all the kinds of advertising. There'll still be a lot of promotion after October 20th, but there may be a few things you'll miss out on. So just think about, do you want to be a vendor? It's a fun activity. People who've been there, and at the end, people have said to me, oh, this is just great. This is wonderful. There's all these superlatives about how much fun they had, what good kinds of things they saw, and just join in the whole atmosphere of getting ready for all kinds of holidays. We're not quite there to say for sure, but we think we're going to have a contest with slow cookers. You know, we've had some what I call cooking contests in previous years for fall produce, but this year I think we're going to be offering a contest related to what's the best thing you can make in a slow cooker. And those kinds of things are unending, from appetizers, main courses, desserts, and so efficient. Lots of good things you can do with the slow cooker and lots of good reasons to use the slow cooker. So put Harvest Market on your list, whether you are a vendor or you just want to be sure that you don't miss attending. Again, that is on November 21st at the Cass County Community Center, 3:30 to 7:30, and we will be giving you more information as we go along. Why is all of this important? Why are farmers markets important? Why is Harvest Market important? Well, it's important to you if you get to come and buy that fresh produce. It's important if you want to be a part of this whole community event. It is also economic development, because those dollars that you spend at a vendor's booth, much of it comes back into the community. It's also, a gathering place that people see how the community can work together, and it's a feel-good kind of thing. So don't miss out on the last two farmers markets for Produce in the Park this Thursday the 22nd and September 29th, and then mark November 21 on your calendar. We hope to see you there. Until next time, here's a thought. It's a Portuguese proverb. Think of many things. Do one.